You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm assuming this is Eric Church.
Called Drink in My Hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Nicole and I love Eric Church, and we went with a couple of friends that rode with us, and we had to leave early because their babysitter was due to go home, so we had to leave the concert.
Did I ever tell you that I once had a first date with someone, and I took them to a Paul McCartney concert?
Yeah.
Paul McCartney, and we had to leave early for her babysitter. I left a Paul McCartney concert for the babysitter on a first date.
That's a bummer.
Let's talk about that Eric Church guy for a while. Now, for me, you can plug in any name here. It doesn't matter if it's Eric Church.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Taylor Swift, Cher, Pink, anybody. But Eric Church apparently is a huge fan of the University of North Carolina basketball team, and they are playing Duke, which, by the way, is another school in North Carolina. Big rivalry in college sports. It's not the championship game of the Final Four. It's what would be one of the semifinals. The winner will go on to the championship game on Monday. But Eric Church has a big concert scheduled in San Antonio, Texas on Saturday night. He just broke the news to his fans that he is canceling his show so he can go watch the basketball game.
Yeah, that's thousands upon thousands of people that have essentially rearranged their schedule to go to a concert, found sitters.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to reschedule.
He says, quote, "This is also the most selfish thing I've ever asked my fans to do, to give up your Saturday night plans with us so I can have this moment with my family and sport community." I just want to rant for just a second. I am sick and tired of people putting things on their family when they want to make excuses for something. Right? Whether it's an athlete who is retiring because, quote, "I want to spend more time with my family." How did that work out for you, Tom Brady? 4 weeks of your family and you were like, "I'm out.
I got to get out of here."
Now, Eric Church is going to put this on his, he wants family time.
Sure,
no,
you can invoke family for any of this stuff.
Man up and admit it. I would rather watch a basketball game than do a concert for you people.
Correct, yeah.
Just say it.
Which
you don't have to say my family to try to lighten the blow.
He didn't need the family. Because he did, there is other quotes about how he's a lifelong Carolina basketball fan. He's watched them forever. It's a sports enthusiast dream is one of his quotes. And I mean, he laid it all out there. He didn't need to invoke the family.
Exactly.
The family rule at all. But man, that's you can record the game. You can tell everybody, don't tell me how it went. Don't look at tweets. Don't get on social media. And you can still watch the game after your concert. That's a jerk move. I mean, people are paying hundreds of dollars to go see you.
If he's got another concert on Monday somewhere, assuming for a moment that North Carolina wins on Saturday, let's assume if they beat Duke, would he cancel another concert so that he could watch the other?
He could. Yeah, he could.
Here, I'm looking up his schedule. How do I, as a listener, let's again take Eric Church out of it because I don't like country music, so I don't care.
It could be anybody,
But anybody. Let's say it was Paul McCartney.
Adele. What if Adele did this,
Okay,
or Taylor Swift.
Adele says, "I'm going to cancel.
I love basketball.
Because I want to watch the basketball game.
I've got to cancel the show. Sorry."
That's a jerk move. I mean, just because people plan. I mean, you buy tickets months in advance and you plan for this event. You're handing this artist hundreds of dollars. This isn't a legitimate excuse of being sick or a death or anything like that.
See, I thought you'd be defending him.
I don't like it. But you know what? This is straight up taking advantage of your fans because you're essentially saying, "Man, you'll be back. You'll still come see me." I don't like that. That's what he's doing. He's banking on, you guys love me so much, you'll come back no matter what. You're taking advantage of people. I don't like it at all. Come on.
How many people?
And it's a damn good concert. I've seen him. That's the worst part.
how many people would end their fanship of a performer who did this?
A very small number of people.
See, I think you're
it's
right.
It's a tiny little.
I think maybe I'm never going to go see him again. Yeah, that's it. I'm never buying his music again.
Right. And then a song will come on and you'll turn it up. You're like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know. You want to take calls on this? What people think about it? I mean,
yeah,
who's
going
to defend this?
For people who say, hey, it is maybe
sports
a once
fans.
In a... If you're a lifelong sports fan of a team, then, you know...
I guess.
I guess when you're booking
your
tour...
It's not
your
even
tour,
a
you...
champion... I mean, it's essentially they're making their way to the championship, but it's not a championship game.
And I looked. Monday night, he does not have a concert. In fact, he will be in New Orleans where these games are going to be played the following weekend.
I don't like it.
I think it's really interesting.
It is.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you get through to your boys. 303-691-1649. Again, plug in any artist
Correct. Here. Yeah. And
assume you had tickets. Then how would you feel about it? Let's take one quick call before we go to the break.
Okay.
Cassidy's on the phone. Good morning, Cassidy.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think about this?
I feel like since he's canceling for his own good to watch a game, that he should send out like a little gift basket with Eric Church souvenirs.
A gift basket? Like that's thousands and thousands.
Like a free... Or, well, he's canceling it for his own good, not for anyone else's good. So he needs to make up to his fans.
Well, he did. He went online. He's got a fan club. He's got a fan club called the Church Choir, which is kind of creative.
But they're not necessarily going to be the ones there Saturday night. My question for Cassidy is, how do you implement giving a gift basket to the people who were supposed to? So you, like, bring your ticket to... like up some location and they exchange it for a gift basket?
It's almost like for the makeup concert, he needs to hand out drink tickets. You can get a free beer on him or something.
Well, that's what we need, a bunch of drunk, pissed off
fans. Oh, they're going to be drunk anyway at a concert. Give them free drink tickets.
Cassidy, thank you very much for the call. Let's take one more real quick before the break. Gwen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good.
We're excellent. We didn't have tickets for the Saturday night show, so we're fine. But what do you think?
Well, how many of us regular folks who have jobs that called in to go to a concert and you look at maybe getting fired? I mean, seriously.
What are you saying?
So
that
you made
saying.
Up an excuse to go to the concert, now they're going to call you out, essentially?
Yes. And I know he's telling the truth. He says he's a long life fan, but it's a job, his job. And he's screwing over a lot more people.
Well, it's your job not to lie to your workplace, too. I mean, that's not his fault.
But Gwen's right. I mean, this is his job.
Correct, yeah. This is what he does. And he's bailing out for a basketball game.
Yeah, Gwen, thank you for that. Here's Becca. Becca, good morning. Welcome.
How are you this morning?
We're good.
Couldn't be better. So what do you think?
I'm a huge college basketball fan, and I actually went to college at East Carolina University.
Yeah.
I am a huge ACC basketball fan, and Duke and North Carolina are both in the ACC. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to support your fan, your team. You're a fan. You got to support the team. You have to. And, I mean... concert, you can rebook that. You cannot tape a game.
Well,
sure you can tape a
game. Sure you can. And, I mean, you say you rebook the concert, but you could rebook it for a time when all of these fans can't go. They can go Saturday night.
Right, and they've...
But what if they can't go on the rebook date?
Then, I mean, that's life, though, right? Like,
well, it shouldn't be life.
It shouldn't
in some people's
be.
Eyes.
It's just
you shouldn't
a game.
Screw over your fans.
Come on, Becca. You know
game.
He could watch it after the concert. He could just be like, you know, don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything. And he'll watch it later that night and be.
It's not the same when you are at a sporting event. Like, you're going to watch a Broncos game like taped.
I would. Well, I'm not a sports fan. So.
Jeremy doesn't like sports. So you're
I don't even know anything about these basketball games or anything. So.
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm like a huge sports fan, and I will go out to the bar every night that there's a college game on, and I don't want anybody to talk to me. I just want to sit there and I want to
watch. So you would cancel any event to watch this basketball game, is what you're saying. Somebody's funeral, you'd be like, you know, I'm not going to. I got a game.
Yeah.
Yes. My father went to Syracuse University, and when my aunt got married up in Syracuse, New York, on a Saturday, my father was at that wedding because my mom is the sister, and my father had everybody in that wedding downstairs watching the basketball game for Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, during the reception, there was like some room.
But he was still there.
He made an appearance.
You know? So it's like Eric Church could put a little monitor. Hold on a second. Eric Church could put a monitor on the stage.
Yes.
You know, if he could even do that.
And then in the middle of a song, woo! That's not part of the song at all.
That's pretty funny.